in life, I would bleed for you. I never thought that my intellect could compete with you. I moved to the calm unit conceded to you. You led people in with meditative rituals and Western Hermetic tradition and its principles. Are you the persecuted prophet that's invincible? Can you turn unpure, polluted water drinkable? I believed you when you said that you were God sent, that you would take care of my family and mom's rent. The living conditions was crazy in a large tent, but I believed in the doctrine and all its content. I had a total separation from earthly desires that was just part of the energy, perfectly pious. It wasn't anybody study and thirsty as I was. You mix Jewish mysticism and verses of Cyrus, Ahmadiyya Islam and Judah Halevi. You had a seat in out your palm and was doing it easy. I would kill for you as long as you wouldn't leave me. I gave you everything I had just so it's you could deceive me. Reform, I was too frozen to leave. I daydream about the sun and the ocean and seas. But if I left, how would I deal with my social disease? I started noticing you didn't live what you said. You were the only one with a crib and a bed. I don't think you ever even cared if we bled. You weighed like a king, but you gave bits of bread. There was something about the time you spent with the kids that didn't sit well with me, wouldn't stick to ribs. I prayed that you weren't doing the things that you did, cause I would rip your fucking heart out and split your wig. Nah, chill, I know you would never do that. You a father figure, I'm stupid, I should've knew that. Can you ever forgive me? I'm just a new jack. But something in the back of my head said to pursue that. I started recognizing that you was a trust bandit, psychologically abusive and a rough granite. You recruited your followers from a rough planet, made us into idolaters from a gruff canvas. Disrespected your subordinates, and I started seeing through all your horse shit. You don't deserve my worship, that's strictly God's gift. Run up on you, hit the off switch.
It's never the right time.